Hi, my name is Morgan Oslake. I'm a program manager on the SQLDB team at Microsoft. And today's session is on SQLDB Elastic Pools. Think of a SaaS application as essentially any application hosted in the cloud that serves multiple users. And one important consideration when designing an application for that scenario is where to host each of those users in databases. Does it make sense to put all those users or tenants into the same database, which we call the shared schema model, or does it make sense to provision different databases for each one of those tenants? In many ways, provisioning a single database per tenant makes a lot of sense related to the isolation benefits that accrue from that model. What are some examples of isolation benefits? Take performance management, for example. And to highlight the benefit, we can contrast with what the solution might look like if it was multiple users in the same database. In that case, with regards to performance, it becomes difficult to isolate the resource utilization of one tenant in that same database from the other. And so you can have situations where a single user is consuming all the resources from the other users of the application. In terms of business continuity, there are benefits with single database, single tenant models. Take backup and restore as an example. If there was one database for all customers and there was a problem with the data for one of those customers and a restore operation was required, that restore operation would bring down the service effectively for all the other customers being hosted by that same database. So if, on the other hand, there was one database per customer, you could restore that one database and not impact all the other databases for the application. The benefits of single database for one tenant with regards to security isolation are a little bit more obvious. Some industries, in fact, require physical isolation of one customer from the other in the form of databases, so there isn't even a choice there. Now that we've talked about different SaaS application design patterns, let's talk about SaaS usage patterns. So typically, you can imagine each tenant for your service as requiring resources periodically, and when they do require resources, maybe it's a bit bursty. So if you had a one database per tenant model, and you wanted to plan for a good performance experience, for all those different customers, you'd have to sort of provision an amount of resources that allows them to reach their peak levels, even though they don't need that for all points in time. And that could become a rather expensive solution. So it would be ideal if you can reap all the benefits of having one database per tenant in terms of those isolation qualities, while at the same time being able to share among the resources across each of those databases so that the total amount of resources required in that solution is much, much less. So that's where the Elastic Pool solution comes in. Essentially, think of an Elastic Pool as a container of resources, both compute and storage. With this model, you can provision lots of different databases into one pool of resources. It will essentially mean that the amount of resources you need to provision for the pool for all those databases is much, much less than the amount of resources that were required if resources were provisioned independently for each database in their own containers. And so with Elastic Pools, not only can you control the total amount of resource across all databases, but you can also set the DTU limits or the compute limits for each of the databases individually. And there's two settings there. There's a DTU max per database to prevent any single database from consuming resources from all the other databases in the pool. And then the second lever or performance setting for individual databases is a min per database. Think of that as a guarantee. So any database in the pool is always assured of having some minimal amount of resource. So with that, I'd like to go into a demo. Okay, in the first demo here, I'd like to show you what it's like to create an Elastic Pool. There's a server called Demo Prepool Server. It's got 15 databases named after cities around the world. Each of these databases, like Hyderabad, has a utilization pattern that's sort of bursty in its resource consumption over time. right? And each of these databases have that pattern, which make them ideal candidates. At the top of that blade, there's that purple banner. If you click on that, you'll see this blade in the middle, which is recommending an 800 DTU pool for all 15 databases with a cost savings of $450 per month. So I can go into configure pool to look at details of what that recommendation looks like. And what you'll see on the left is the estimate of, in that blue line there, is the estimate of what the resource utilization for all those 15 databases would look like if they were to join into one Elastic pool. And then if I lowered the recommended number of DTUs for the pool, what that looks like in that same chart. And then on the right, there's a histogram, database by database for all 15 databases, which shows the peak usage and average usage, the peak in blue and the average in green. And then there are these settings per database, the max DTU per database, and then the min DTU per database. So you can configure the pool size, the min max setting for each of the databases in the pool. Then if I see the databases in the that are being recommended for the pool, I could actually decide to remove a handful of them, the ones I'm checking here, and then observe how the estimate for the pool utilization changes. I shouldn't need as many DTUs. And if you look in the chart on the left, you can see, in fact, that the utilization estimate comes down from where it was before to about 200 DTUs. And so a 400 DTU pool will be more than adequate to support this workload. So it's really as easy as that. And then you can click OK, and the service will then move all the databases into that pool. Okay, now for the second part of the demo, I'd like to show you what the experience looks like once you've actually created the Elastic pool. So I'll click on something here called Demo Pool. And again, this will be the Elastic pool that I created earlier in the demo, except that it's been running for some length of time. And what you can see in this first chart is what the actual utilization of that pool looks like over time in the blue line, representing DTUs, and then the orange line representing storage. Now, what I may want to do after I've created my pool is to configure the pool to send me alerts if the utilization ever exceeds a dangerous threshold. So this chart below is, out of all 15 databases in the pool, automatically selecting the top five that are consuming the most amount of DTU. I can then click in this chart to see all of the databases in the pool, not just the top five. If this pool happened to be overutilized, then I could click on to configure pool, and I could select different databases to remove to the pool. So let's say I selected Beijing database because that was the database consuming more resources than all the other databases. And then I could say remove from pool, and I could then choose performance level to move that database into. And then after the database has been moved into that performance level and it quiets down again, I can move it back into the pool. On the other hand, if I didn't want to move a database in or out of a pool to maybe address a performance issue, what I could do is simply resize the pool. So I could provide the pool with more resources. I could bump the pool DTUs up from 400 DTUs to 800. And again, any of these operations to either increase the size of the pool or move databases in or out of the pool or between pools, these are all online operations. They don't affect the availability of any of the databases. So it's a very friction-free kind of experience. So to summarize, we've seen that Elastic Pools and SQLDB provide a great solution for SaaS applications that have multiple databases. The benefits of Elastic Pools are that managing the performance is simple. Instead of managing the performance of each database individually, all you need to do is manage the performance of the pool. We've also seen that Elastic Pools really help control cost by reducing the amount of resources required for all the databases. And then finally, it really helps support a preferred development pattern, implementation pattern for a SaaS app to provision a single database for each tenant because of all the isolation benefits that accrue with regards to performance, security, and availability. Thank you.